Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat shalom, sendet salam. Tena Salim, greetings. Kabbalat Shabbat. Welcoming the Sabbath. Greeting the bride. Welcoming the Sabbath. It's Shabbat time right here on the Id and the Irid. Friday evening service right here. The beginning of the Shabbat. Here for the Kabbalat, the welcoming of the Shabbat Sabbath. Yes, I.
Thank Jah, Rastafari.
Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay.
Shabbat shalom, sendet salam, right here. I'd like to go through some of the order of the Sabbath, the Kabbalat Shabbat, which is a special supplement to greet and greeting the Sabbath, and the Sabbath being greeted as a bride. It's interesting seeing some of the ancient type and typology of the Sabbath. A lot that gets lost in the translation, the mistranslation, but here. You know, just getting ready here for the evening service, right? And it's the evening service here, the evening service for the Shabbat. As we mentioned, we have the welcoming of the Sabbath service right here. We pick up with Psalm 95 to Psalm 99 plus Psalm 29. So these six psalms. These six psalms are read, and this is a special supplement in honor of Ha Shabbat. Remember what Robeinu, I and I Rabbi, the Rabbi of Rabbis, our Black Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua Ha Notri, what he said, that the Shabbat was made for man, right? Not man made for the Sabbath. And then within the Judaic, the Hebraic tribe, both amongst, we'll say, the latter-day Hebrews or Jews, you know, we have the Sabbath likened to a bride. And among the Beta Israel of Ethiopia, we also have the Sabbath being likened, right, to a woman, right, that intercedes for her children. And then as we study the Hebrew, we get to see specific verses where the Shabbat is likened to be she, right, she. So definitely Sabbath is made for man, that rest, that intercession, right, that covenant. Hear.
Elohenu, Elohenu, Elohim, Elohenu, Elohim, Abba Tere.
Amen.
Shabbat Shalom, send that salam right there, Beta Israel of Ethiopia, Sabbath chant right there, here for the Shabbat Eve.
Thank ya, Rastafari.
Jump, Rastafari, jump, Rastafari, jump, Rastafari.
አየነው
የሰማነን አወቀነው የዳሰሰነን አገኘነው የአብርሃምን አምላክ የሚያየነን ጌታ ኤልሮኢምን
So we're going to write out with the six psalms is to get a context of the six psalms. So here for the Kabbalat Shabbat, welcoming of the Sabbath, we have six psalms that begin this special, it's like a special supplement, right, to the Sabbath Eve as we initiate, begin off the Sabbath time. Sabbath is a day. The day, 12 hours in the day, as Yeshua say. It's 12 hours in the day. But we know that evening come before morning. So here in the Friday Eve is the beginning of the Shabbat. It's the prep. We say the prep time right here. We also have the daughter of the house, according to the tribe and tradition, lighting the lights. And it's the lighting of the lights that initiates, right, the Sabbath sup. Right, the Sabbath sup, the family coming together, preparing for the new day, the Shabbat day at the end of the work week. Because the Sabbath command is not just a rest the seventh day, but when you read the fullness of the command, it says 6 days thou shalt work and do all of your labor. So you have to over that, yes, the rest is correspondent to the work. But here, that the house putting in that work right here with a baraka. The family come together around the table to sup and to bring in the Shabbat time. Here.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav, vizivanu lehiyot, Ur Lagoyim Banatan Lanu et Yehoshua Mishianu Ur Haolam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifieth I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
So here's where we set the flame, lighting the lights for the Shabbat lights, and beginning the service.
Push up the lights of them, push up the lights of them. Push up the lights of them. Blaze up the torch when we done burn.
Thank you. Western African to catch a bang of the conga drum, ringing out the cross savage people. Come, from the pan the Indian reservation, some will go on to repatriation. Some will claim the land of Canaan, and of the slave driver them be a possession. Oh, oh.
The Baraka beginning the Shabbat Seder right here. Yeah,
when I say more, you
lush, perfect, blessed, Moriah.
So we have right here the Kabbalat, in the Hebrew from the Kabbalah in the Ethiopic to receive, the Kabbalat Shabbat, receiving the Sabbath, welcoming Kabbalat Shabbat, the Kabbalat Shabbat. So this is a special supplement in honor of HaShabbat, often likened Hebraically, Judaically to the bride. The opening six psalms, they correspond to the 6 days of creation, of iration, and they all extol Ha'el, Ha'el, the power of the Almighty, as the author of nature, and as the Adon, the Lord, the sovereign of history. Now, the hymn welcoming the Sabbath, right, conceives as a queen and a bride, the Lecha Dodi, Lecha Dodi, Lecha Dodi. Following that, we have Psalm 92, which is the daily psalm for the Sabbath, the Shabbat, along with the very short Psalm 93, which is the Friday evening psalm, continuing its theme, and it closes or fulfills this portion of the service of the Avodah, of the worship, word for worship in one sense of the Hebrew and the word for service. So bringing forward this service, the word, sound, power, the psalms, the reading of the word, the chanting of the chant, this is all part of the service here. And here, this is for the Kabbalat, the Kabbalat Shabbat. Here, the basic six psalms here. Once again, Psalm 95 to Psalm 99, plus the short psalm, well, not short, but 29 is very, very important. So we have Psalm 95 to 99. That's five, plus for the sixth day. Here, Psalm 29. Here, here, here.
Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest, 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 my rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth, 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 with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world, the earth sore and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, 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 his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. 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 Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. 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 People with peace.
Kadamawi. Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The whole praise is due for help.
My advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. Fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Besim Ab, Wewelid, Wemenfesa Kedus, Ahadu Amla, Ze Kedamit, Ye Kedamit, Besen Bed Ken, Meskel Abra, Samayin Bekoakubit, Shelleme. Kohulum yilk sahayin asaye. Meskel abra. Samayin bekoakubit shellem. On the Sabbath eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God, it's full of stars. Full of stars. Full of stars.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. Coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Lightning. Everyone should know. Should I know?
Rastafari. The law of the Most High is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should know. Everyone should know. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High, I strength and I redeemer. Dila, Selassie. Aya Inge. Imperial Majesty, Emperor Celestia, Empress Menenai. I.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfat, Sadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretch his forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days. when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Shabbat Shalom.
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 Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Welcoming the Sabbath, Kabbalat Shabbat, the Friday evening prayer service. Hear, 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 even on the ear and in the eye for the TJIF. Thank Jah, Rastafari, it is Friday. The Friday evening prayer service has a character all its own. It is marked by congregational, aggregational singing and by a mood of joyous anticipation, expectation. The most striking difference in the contents of this service from that of all other nights of the week of the Shabua of the Strong is the addition of a preliminary service called Kabbalat Shabbat, welcoming or receiving Kabbalat Shabbat, welcoming, receiving the Sabbath. This addition is said to be of a relatively recent origin. Some say that it was introduced by the Kabbalistic scholars of Safed during the middle of the 16th century, a very interesting period of time. We recognize what ethnic Yisrael and we, the black Jews, black and brown Yehudi, were going through circa 1492 and thereabout and thereafter. So if anything, this was something that the ethnic Israel, you know, until other ones who say they were Jews came into. But all those things being as they be, let's move forward in the glory of His Divine Majesty. From there, it spread to Jewish, Judaic communities all over the world, gradually gaining acceptance as an integral part of the Friday evening service for the Kabbalat Shabbat. However popular it became, it is not considered obligatory. Obligatory. The non-obligatory status is still reflected in a practice followed in many congregations and many communities of conducting this part of the service from the bima, where HaTorah, where the Torah is read, and not from the podium or what is known as the Amud, where prayers in the Mikorah, the Knesset, the synagogue, the gathering, the assembly are conducted. There are even communities where local traditions, they dictate that the prayer leader, the Chozen, does not put on a talit for Kabbalat Shabbat. This, in effect, it stresses and emphasizes the same point. And if we may say, even here on the ear and in the eye for the TJIF, although many times we seek to at least go through the general order of the Kabbalat Shabbat, depends on the schedule and what it is that we have to bring forward in season and out of season, more or less of that particular order, you know, especially with the Psalms. But here, the idiom. The Hebraic idiom Kabbalat Shabbat has two distinct connotations. One implies welcoming, the Kabbalat. The other implies acceptance. Now, we see Afro-Semitically also the Kabbalah, receiving, the sense of receiving. In the halakhic literature, the halakha is like the trad, you know, of how we walk this out, the trad halakha. It is the latter connotation that is dominant, the sense of acceptance. Just as on a fast day, one could, quote, accept, end quote, the fast earlier than the time, than the hour was set for its obligatory commencement by declaring it to be in effect for oneself from that moment on. So a person could declare word, sound, and power, declare even before sundown that for him, Ha Shabbat, the Sabbath, has begun. Any statement that takes note of the start of Ha Shabbat, this constitutes its acceptance, its kabbalat, its reception, its welcoming. This is the moment of kabbalat Shabbat. That is what the sages, the Rebban, they meant by kabbalat Shabbat when they use these words in ruling that the saying of Barku or Borku, bless your Barku, Borku, at the start of the Ma'ariv, the evening service, constituted the precise moment when one accepted Ha Shabbat, accepted the Sabbath, accepted the rest. From that moment on, all walk, all work was forbidden or verboten, even if the sun had not yet set. When it became customary to preface Ma'ariv, the evening service with Psalm 92, a song for the Sabbath day is what is found in the superscription. A song. A psalm, chant, a song, a shir for the Sabbath day. This became the moment of Kabbalat Shabbat. For the woman, for the daughters of Zion, the woman who lights the Shabbat candles, who lights the Shabbat lights, it is customary that act marks the acceptance of Ha Shabbat. Ever since Kabbalat Shabbat became the title to a section of prayers that consists of songs and hymns welcoming Ha Shabbat, welcoming the Sabbath, it is the connotation of welcome that has become the more established idea. The Kabbalat Shabbat service, it consists of three distinct components. One, a series of six psalms for the 6 days of the week, beginning with Psalm 95 to Psalm 99 and Psalm 29, followed by a short mystical or Kabbalistic poem, the poem known as the Anna B'Koach. Secondarily, the hymn Lecha Dodi, come my friend, come my beloved, Lecha Dodi. Thirdly, Psalm 92, a psalm, a mizmor, a song, a shir for Yom HaShabbat, for the Sabbath day, and the Friday evening psalm, Psalm 93. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom,
Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom.
Yes, 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 and this Shabbat here. You see the dog star? The star, that's the stars of Shemayim. You see the dog star rising right here. This dog star is from Osiris, Sirius, because here, 22nd here of July, and give thanks to the sisters and the brothers, give thanks to the word sound. Just was notified about the word sound there on the live chat for the Rastafari Israelites. Give thanks for that reminder right there. Reminded right here that we are in the Sabbath Eve, right? And this Shabbat day here in 2022 is the Earth Day. Some might say the birthday or the birthday, right, of Lij Tefari, who we cite as revealing and fulfilling that man-child in Revelation chapter 12, that Son of Man, that Yeshua HaMashiach speaks of when he speaks about the second advent. It's interesting when we look at the second advent, look at Revelation, and look at that fulfillment,
Rastafari. So right here is the Eve. Give thanks right here. See how the Eve of the Earth Day, 23rd of July, which was known as the head of creation. Some of the ancient calendars, the head of creation, connected also, right, both in the rooftop of Africa, Ethiopia, the highlands, the mountains of the moon, and also down in the valley with the inundation. It's this time of the year with the rise of what they call the dog star Sirius, you know, that we have that beginning of the waters, the head waters coming down, bringing Kemet to Kemet, bringing that rich, you know, that rich Horn of Africa, promised land down into the valley. So it's all connected right here, the birth of the man-child, Lijtafari Mekonnen. Also from the ancient, the season, the reason for the season. Also here out in the West and in other parts of the world, they call this the dog days of summer. But right here, just say that word right here. So we have Shabbat Phineas. Interesting, Shabbat Phineas. Phineas's zeal, right? Phineas's zeal for Yahweh, truth and life, and that covenant of shalom, that covenant of peace. Let's reason more on that, but here stretching forth the right hand of fellowship to the Chaburim. We had played Alexander Scorby from the plain read right there, KJV-wise, the audio, Alexander Scorby. But here from the Chaburim, Rastafari Chaburim, my associates, the friends, the co-laborers, here, the six psalms, again, in I Volca. Yes, I, Rastafari. Hear this, Shema, Yisraelah.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, to whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Psalm 96. O sing to the Yahweh a new song. Sing to the Yahweh all the earth. Sing to the Yahweh, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory, his kibur, among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Yahweh made the Shemayim, the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to the Yahweh, you kindred of the people. Give to the Yahweh glory and strength. Give to the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come to his courts. O worship the Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the arech, all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Yahweh reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the Shemayim, let the Semayahweh, let the heavens rejoice, and let the Arech, the earth, be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Yahweh, for he come to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Psalms 97. Yahweh Buruku reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of the isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world, the earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of Yahweh Buruku, at the presence of the master of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye Elohim. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Yehuda rejoiced because of thy judgment, O Yahweh. For thou, Yahweh, Buruku, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all Elohim. Ye that love Yahweh hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked, the kufur. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in Yahweh Buruku, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Psalm 98, a psalm. O sing to the Yahweh, he who be who he be, Yahweh the sustainer, a new psalm. For he hath done marvelous things, his right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Yahweh, he who be, hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly shewed in the sight of the Eden. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward Beta Yisrael, the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of Eloheinu, our power. Make a joyful noise to the Yahweh, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Skana. Sing to the Yahweh with the harp and the voice of a song, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Yahweh, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Vinagus, the king. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together. Lifnei Yahweh, before he who be who he be. For he cometh to judge the earth, with righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity.
Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They call upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answerest him, Lord our God, thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy.
Psalm 29, a psalm of David. Ascribe to Yahweh, O ye sons of might. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. The voice of Yahweh is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth, even Yahweh upon many waters. The voice of Yahweh is powerful. The voice of Yahweh is full of majesty. The voice of Yahweh breaketh the cedars, yea, Yahweh breaketh in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of Yahweh heweth out flames of fire. The voice of Yahweh shaketh the wilderness. Yahweh shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of Yahweh maketh the hinds to calf, and strippeth the forest bare. And in his temple all say glory. Yahweh sat enthroned at the flood. Yea, Yahweh sitteth as king forever. Yahweh will give strength to his people. Yahweh will bless his people with peace. Yahweh yibarek et amo ba-shalom.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflatia.
The whole place is due for
Shema Yisrael, hear the voice.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and elaborate on. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow. I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
Yes, actively. Faith without works. So it's good to have that faith and even the history, but actively anointed, actively Nazarene, a.k.a. Christian. So here, you said at this point we can either go forward to Likado D, but in some aggregations is Ana Bekoah, a short Kabbalistic prayer that has the 42 names and the attributes of He who be, who He be. Here, let's rise up and chant. Here, Ana Bekoah.
Ana Bekoah, we beg thee, I. Ana Bekoah. Gedulata Yamin Katir Zerura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata Yamin Katir Zerura. Untangle our and I knotted fate. Aver arina ta amica. Accept your people, thy people's song. Aver arina ta amica. Zangaved. Ahreinu. Nora. Elevate and purify us. Zangaved. Ahreinu. Elevate and purify I and I. Nora. Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreadful one, awesome one, Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one, Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness, Kubavata Shamrei, guard them as the pupil of the eye, Kubavat Shamrei, Barkeim, Tahare Racheme Sidkateka Tamida Tamle. Bless them, purify them, pity, Barkeim, Tahare, Racheme Sidkateka Tamida. May your righteousness always reward them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvika. Powerful and holy and Isla One. In goodness. Nahela Idateka. In goodness lead your flock. Yahida Ge'e. Le Ameka Bine. Zokhreya Kedushateka. Unique and proud one. To your people turn. Zokhrei those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness.
Set apartness.
Set apartness. Shawatenu kavel, accept our cries.
Our cries.
Our cries.
Our cries.
Shawatenu kavel, accept our cries. Ushma.
Ushma.
Ushma. And hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Shau atenu, kaver ushma,
ushma,
ushma, ik atenu. Yo dea ta elumot, O knower of mysteries, of secrets. Yo dea ta elumot. Baruch Shem Kovod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever.
Yes, yes, yes. So this brings us to Leka Dodi, to the fulfillment right here of the welcoming, the Sabbath. This is before the evening service, and this is also before the Amidah, right? So we have the Amidah for the Shabbat Eve, for the Eve of the Shabbat, and we also have the evening service for the Sabbath and the festivals. But for the Sabbath, we have this welcoming the Sabbath, the Kabbalat Shabbat, like welcoming the Queen of Days, welcoming the Bride. So here, let's go to the English of some of the relics, the words right here. Come, O friend, the Bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Bevrayist in the Hebrew, Lekado di Likrata Kala, Bnei Shabbat Nikabala. So this right here is like the chorus, Lekado di Likrata Kala, Bnei Shabbat Nikabala. Let's give a little brief, a little sample right here. I like to go through the words so ones and ones can become a little familiar with the words right here, the word sound and power. So where should we start? The Beta Israel. Little sample of the Beta Israel. We have the Beta Israel, the Abu Daya of, was that Nigeria, over Nigeria, the Abu Daya. We have some modern versions of it as well. But just to give one a sample of the different choruses, and hopefully we can, you know, root reggae, you know, do our own soul people version right here. Dodi likrata kala, bene shabbat nekabala. That's the cadence there of the likado di likrata kala, bene shabbat nekabala. So we give a sample right there, right? That was the Ethiopian chant right there. Let's hear this right here. Another sample. More of the modern chanting, the modern style here. Check it.
Thank you. they basically did right there, they kind of took a little bit of the end, the summation of the chant, Bowie, come, Kala, come, O bride, calling the Sabbath, referring to the Sabbath, the Shabbat, as a bride. So Bowie, if I speak to a woman, I say Bowie, boy, or Bowie, if you want to emphasize it more, just keep it just short, boy, na. Emphatic boi, kala, boi, come bride, boi, kala, boi, come bride, come, O bride. So it's like calling the Sabbath, the queen of days, the bride. I think we got one more sample. Abu Dayas, we had the Beta Israel. We had the modern, we could say the modern Jews are in the more of the Eastern European Jewish enunciation. And then here, let's bring this forward right here just to share some of the different styles, some of the different modes right here. Where's the Abu Daya? Hold on for a moment. The Abu Daya. I'd like to share that. Hold on. Give me one moment. Let me put Abu right here on the board. Abu right here. Unless that tune somehow. Okay. No, that tune. Let me get that tune back up there. I don't know what happened. That tune seems to have disappeared off of the board. So asking some of the co-laborers. Oh, my bad. It's Abayu Daya. I said Abu Abayu Daya. Abayu Daya of Wakanda, of Uganda. Let's hear them right here. Sampling some of the Lekado D as we also seek we, the Rastafari Yehudim, Rastafari Israelites, have our own versions. Not just one version, but enough versions that we're going to get busy. Singers and players of instruments. So that right here, I was actually following along, and they have an interesting Abayu Daya of Uganda or Wakanda of Uganda right there in the horn over there. So here, just to go over this right here. They have a very interesting chant. You know, once you're familiar with the lyrics and you listen to how the Abayu Daya, it's interesting. I like that chant. Maybe we get a little vote on that. I'm not saying which one you like, which one you don't like, but which one of those three? I would say the Abayu Daya right there. But here, Lekado D. This is a chant right here. I'd like to just go through it, just a basic read, not the details of the Hebrew, no more than just the chorus that you got to hear in a couple of different ways. Lekado D, likrata kala. Leka, come, Dodi, come, my friend, come, my lover, my love. Lekado D, come, my friend, likrat, to meet, kala. Kala is bride in Hebrew. Kala, likrat kala, to meet the bride. Likado di, come my friend, likrat kala. Pene Shabbat, nikabala. Right, the face of the Sabbath, like it's saying, like the face of the Sabbath for us to greet. In that sense, the face of the Sabbath or the presence to welcome, nikabala, to welcome. In that sense, to welcome, to receive. Kabbalah, to receive. Kabbalat Shabbat right here. So the first chorus that the Abayu Daya did chant was Shamor Wizakor Bidibor Echad. He Hisha mi'anu el hamayuhad. That's keep and remember, refuse in one word. Shamor. So what this is saying here, just to explain it briefly to the Haberim, we get into more details in the more reasoning time, but it's saying that Shamor, when the command for the Sabbath, we have it in Exodus, and then we also have it in Devarim. If we look at the key words, we'll find that generally the repetition of the law in Devarim or Deuteronomy is similar, but not quite the same as what we have in Exodus. So when the command is given in one place, we have the word shamor. Shamor means to keep or to guard or to hedge about. And it says shamor with zakor. Zakor is the command to remember. Shamor, if I speak to a man, I say shamor et zeh. I'm saying keep this, guard this. If I say zakor et zeh, I'm saying zakor to remember this. Right. So here, this verse here, which is the first verse of the Lekah Dodi, it's probably the verse that we'll bring out a little bit of the Hebrew detail because it's an important verse here. Keep and remember were fused into one word. Shamor with Zakor Bidibor. Bidibor being kind of a sense of fusing. Bidibor Echad. Echad. You say Bisama Wulman says Kadus Ahadu. Amlak, we say Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Echad. So the Echad, one, unity, one, right? Shamor wizakor bidibor Echad. Keep and remember. So one place you see where the command is keep the Sabbath, right, holy. And then the other one says to remember the Sabbath day. So we take this as both keeping and remembering. Right, as one action, both to guard the Sabbath, to hedge about the Shabbat, Shamor from Shamar, and then we have Zakor from Zakar, right? Zakor, to remember, to call it to mind, were fused into one word, Shamor with Zakor, Bidibor Echad. Next line, when the voice divine, Ivine from Sinai, was heard, when the voice divine from Sinai was heard, right? So we have he shemi'anu, in hearing El. Actually, it's saying in hearing God, ham yuhad, as, you know, that oneness, ham yuhad, right? That's still part of that part right there. Then it goes on, the Lord God is one, and one is his name. So some, instead of saying Yahweh, Yahuwah, right, or Yahweh, right, here in the Hebrew it has Yihyah. We had brought that out in one recording before when we saw the yaya there. Really, I just point as yaya, but it's two yods. So it's like yaya. It's like when we say Rastafari, jaja, jaja echad. But that right there is put out of somewhat of a deference, respect to the not saying the name by the other Yehudim. They will say Adonai, Adonai echad, u'shemo echad. Adonai echad, u'shemo echad. We would say Yahweh, Yahweh Echad, he who be who he be is one. U'shemo, and his name Echad, and his name is one. In him is our glory, in him our fame. This is just the first chorus here we're just bringing out. It says, le shame for the name, u'le tiferet. Tiferet, and most ones who are familiar with this ministry, we have linked a Tefari of the man child's name with that attribute of he who be who he be. And here we have the Tiferet, Tifereta, Tefara, Tefara, Teferi, the Tiferet on the tree of life. Here, this is brought out here as glory, right? Lishame, and of the name, Ule Tiferet, and of the glory. Where Tehila is that sound that we hear sometimes from the east when they go the Ilil Tehil Halel Ilil. Here we say Tehila, that is sometimes brought out like as praise, right, as praise. So it's not quite always a literal translation, but trying to bring out the sense of the Hebrew into the English. So we have the chorus, Lekadodi, Likrat Kala, Pnei Shabbat Nikavala. Come, O friend, the bride to me. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Keep and remember were fused in one word when the voice divine at Sinai was heard. The Lord God or Jehovah is one, and one is his name. In him is our glory, in him our fame. So the translation kind of brings out a more of a rhyme sense, not quite literally what the Hebrew is saying. But to the next verse, that's the first verse, going back to the chorus, Likadodi, Likarata Kala, Pnei Shabbat. Nikabalah, come, O friend, the bride to me, come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. The next verse, we could say, oh, come, let us meet the queen of days. The Sabbath, HaShabbat, yields joy in all her ways. The last of El Elohim's work, but first in his design. HaShabbat, the Sabbath, she foreshadows blessing, Berkot, divine. Then this, once again, to the chorus, come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Next verse, right? Thou, holy city, thou shrine of the king, enough of thy grieving. Come now and sing. Yahuwah, Jehovah, the Lord will redeem thee. Lift up thy face. Yahuwah, Jehovah will restore thee again to his grace. Then the chorus line comes in again. Lekadodi likratakala, Pnei Shabbat nikabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Next verse. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee in festive attire. Oh, a note right here. When it says come, right, we're speaking to she. We're speaking to the Sabbath. So though it might not come out in the English, when we're saying shake off thy dust, we're saying to she, the Shabbat, the queen of days, and arise from the mire, speaking to the Shabbat. Come and bedeck thee, the thee there speaking to she, the Shabbat, in festive attire. So saying for her to do that, but then we are welcoming her, welcoming the queen of days, welcoming the bride, the Shabbat time, as Rabbeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach said that the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. So we can see this oneness, right? Even the male-female aspect there. The redemption is near. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. The Lord Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. But there's another sense of this as well, because Yisrael, Yasharala, in prophetic areas of scripture is often likened to she as well. So there's some places in scripture, like in the commandments, where Israel's likened to a man. We are all like one man. It's like John is speaking to one man, like he's speaking to his son. He's speaking to all of us as one man. In other areas of the prophecy, like the prophets, we sometimes find where he's speaking to Kol Yisrael, he's speaking to Israel, right, in the psychic sense or in the soul sense as almost like a collective, we could say, for lack of a better word, like a collective woman. Now, that doesn't really come out in translation, but any Hebrew readers of HaTorah out there no doubt would definitely find it as a very interesting meditation. And for my brothers and sisters, just want to bring that out so one can, you know, begin to perceive the other levels, the heights, right, of this. So shake off thy dust and arise from the mire, speaking concerning the Sabbath and speaking to our collective soul as Jah people. Come and bedeck thee in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah, Jehovah, Adonai will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Chorus line, Lekadodi likrat kala, Pnei Shabbat nikabala. Arise, O arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, gone is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Chorus,
Likado di likarata kala. Pene shabata nikabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah, Jehovah, Adonai, his glory up on thee has shone. Thy foes he vanquished, or as I and I say, thy foes he vunked. He humbled their pride. Elohayik. Here's what you say, Elohayik. You say Elohayik, 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 right? When speaking to a woman, if I was speaking to a man, I would say Eloheka, Eloheka, thy power, thy El, thy higher. If I say to a woman, I say Elohayik, Elohayik, speaking to she, right? So just so that one kind of can bring that out and understand that right there, 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 here, 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 here. It says, thy foes he vanquished, he humbled their pride. Elohayik, thy Elohim, thy power has loved thee as bridegroom, his bride. Chorus, likadodi likratakala pene shabbat nikabala. In freedom, freeness renewed, again thou wilt thrive. Thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, Hail, the Almighty's deeds, we will know. And ever acclaim, chanting our praises, Ainai Isis, to his holy name, to his Isla name. Chorus, Likadodia Likratakala, Pene Shabata Nikabala. Final chorus right here, final section here, final verse. We greet thee, O Shabbat, O Sabbath, crowned by the Lord. We greet thee, O Sabbath, crowned by Adonai, Yahuwah, Jehovah. We hail thee, rejoicing in common accord. We are the faithful who bask in thy light. We welcome thy day. We welcome thy night. You know, we're looking forward to the day as we prepare here in the evening, and then we go through this moment known as the night as we're looking forward to the Shabbat day. So here the chorus, outro chorus right here. Lika dodi likaratakala, pene Shabbat nikabala. Lika dodi likaratakala, pene Shabbat Nikabala. So here, 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 brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers, Shabbat Shalom, send us a lot.
Shamoru vezakoru medivori ehadi Ishi miranu elihami ohadi Adonai ehadi mushimo ehadi Ishemi vori tipareti vori tuhidam Ehado diri kirati kalam Kene shabati nakavelam Lehado diri kirati kalam Kene shabati nakavela Ikirati shabati lehubuni leha Iji mihori haboraha Mirashi mikedemu nasuha Sofa maase bimeha sofa tuhila Lehado diri kirati kalam Shabbat nakavela, lehado diri kirati kalam. Kene Shabbat nakavela, mikudashi meleha, iru meruha, umizei mitoha hafeha, labura hashebeti baelehi habaha, behuya hamoru aleihai milam.
Dialects, but Uganda right there. As the scripture says, even in 1 Corinthians 14:13, wherefore let him that speaketh in a tongue or unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. 1 Corinthians 14:26, how is it then, brethren, when y'all come together, every one of you hath a psalm, a chant, hath a doctrine, a teaching, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation. Make all things be done to edifying, to the building up of the body of the Beit Yisrael. 1 Corinthians 14:27, it says right here, if any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two or at the most by three, and that by chorus, and let one interpret. So right here, just to bring out reason why we went through, you know, it's an interpretation so ones can begin if they're willing to pick up. But here, for the Shabbat time, we still have today's psalm, a very interesting psalm, Psalm 41, here on the eve of the man-child, the son of man, the man-child's earth day, Lich Tefarais. Earth Day right here. So here this brings us to Psalm 92, right, as we fulfill here the welcoming, the Sabbath, the Kabbalat Shabbat portion right here. So we have the 92nd Psalm that was recited by Ha-Lewim. The Lewim is the Levites in Hebrew, Ha-Lewim, at the offering of the Tamid. Tamid means continual. Right, the continual offering, the continual sacrifice on the Shabbat. Now, it's interesting, we had the fifth day Aliyah for this very Shabbat, right, for Shabbat Phineas. And we go to Numbers chapter 28, verses 9 and 10. And then we also compare that with what Yeshua said in Matthew in the Gospel. I think it's chapter 12, if I recall correctly, right there, you know, concerning, you know, the Sabbath, right, when he says how the priests on the Sabbath day, you know what I mean, they profane the Sabbath, and yet they are guiltless. They are blameless and guiltless. Well, that's because on the Sabbath, the priests still have the service of the offering, and this psalm here is connected with it. Psalm 92 was recited by the Levites at the offering of the Tamid. You find that in this Torah reading and feeding, the fifth Aliyah, at Numbers chapter 28, verses 9 and 10. So the Tamid sacrifice, the continual sacrifice on the Shabbat. Now in the Midrash Bereshit Rabbah, chapter 22, this psalm, according to the ancient scribes and scholars of the Torah, this psalm was ascribed to Adam. So Psalm 92, based on the Hebrew and the ancient Judaic teaching and the sages and the reasoning, that this Psalm 92, was ascribed to Adam, who said to have recited it after he learned of the efficacy, the effectiveness of repentance, of teshuvah. Now the Targum, the interpretation, puts this very ascription into its translation of the opening verse. Namely, a song of praise that the first man pronounced on the Shabbat day. One of the ancient teachers, Rashi, he deems this psalm, Psalm 92, appropriate for the Sabbath because portrayal of the world's perfection. The world's perfection corresponds to what it will be in the messianic times, in the times of the Moshiach. In the times of the true Christos, the anointed, the Messiah, that the rabbinic tradition, the ancient rabbinical tradition, sometimes describes the messianic times from the ancient Hebrew scrolls. And when you read some of the rabbinical tradition, they look at the messianic, the times of the Messiah, as being one long, unbroken Sabbath. This becomes interesting to I and I right here, because usually we share this little audio from Sizzla Kalungi, something he says in this tune called The World Shall See. In this tune, The World Shall See. And we just play this first part of it. Listen to the relics right here where he says, the Sabbath, the Shabbat is our only future. So although we're not familiar, you know, with all these things, we're learning, man, these things we see in the spirit of the true revelation of Rastafari, the correspondences even with things that are in ancient Judaic and Hebraic writings as well, namely this right here, Shabbat.
Rastafari is Almighty. Rastafari is Almighty. Ever living, ever faithful, ever sure. Ever living, ever faithful, ever sure. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he is King of kings, vast, vast country, land of tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he is King of kings, vast, vast country, land of tribe of Judah. And these shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, because he is King of kings, vast, vast country, land of tribe of Judah. Yeah, he's the only King of the Sabbath, and the Sabbath is our only future. Hey, yo! Hey, yo!
King, the anointed. Note that, the anointed. All right, Moshiach, Moshiach HaMelech, Melech the King, HaMoshiach, the King Messiah. So the Messianic age is one long, unbroken sabbatical. Right here, here, here. So here, let's rise up the chant. Army Gideon, the acoustic version of Shabbat Peace here, based on Psalm 92. Psalm 92 right here, Army Gideon, featuring Ross Andessa. Here, exclusive acoustic LOJ version. Yes, I. Right.
بسم الآب والول ومنفس كلوس هادو عملا آمين كبر لكالو كبر لكلسو كبر لحيدو كبر لسلماوي حيد الله جا راس فار آي أجاجا ويا ويل أجاجا ويا ويل Ten Bezalam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Ten Bezalam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. This is such a good thing, giving thanks and praises the Most High, Jah Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the ten string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan, hey, aha, send bets and love, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send bet salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Come on, well, yeah. Send Bezalel. Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, well, inside your home. And still, send Beth Salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, well, oh well. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest. Well, oh well. Come on, well, yeah. More and better, the Im Negeri Yehuda Machaber. Line of Judah Society, LOJS. Yeah!
Shabbat shalom, send it
shalom.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High.
Apologies, Sleeker, apologies, brothers and sisters. I paused the tune right there, just to emphasize the first verse, proper verse of that superscription, the small type. After Psalm 92, if you look in the KJV Bibles, you'll see where it says a psalm, a song for the Sabbath day. You find that in the Hebrew and also in the King of Kings, the Royal Amharic Bible. Here from the Hebrew says, Mizmor, Mizmor, a chant, Shir, a song, Liyom, Ha Shabbat, Lit for Yom, the day, Ha Shabbat, Ha the Shabbat, Mizmor, Shir, Liyom, Ha Shabbat. That's the first verse, but many times we hear the Scorby and the other readers, they'll read the traditional first verse and they'll leave out the superscription. The superscription is very important, and that's why we just pause it right here just to mention it. Psalm 92, Mizmor Shir, Liyom HaShabbat, a psalm, a song for the Sabbath day.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Shabbat shalom.
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 Yes. Apologies again, brothers and sisters. When the tunes go on, I put the mic on mute and I began talking. Yes. Greetings. Am I heard? I'm being heard. I hope I'm being heard right now. All right, just want to share this other translation of Psalm 92. Was looking over it here in the Seder right here. That was a KJV version. Here's another more according to the Spirit. not the letter of the, you know, but the spirit here for Psalm 92 means Moshe Leyom HaShabbat, a psalm, a chant, a song, singing for the Sabbath day. It is good to thank thee, O Yahuwah, Tov Lehodot LaYahuwah, in song to praise thy name, at dawn to tell thy mercy, each night thy faith proclaim. From harp and lute and lyre will rise my hymn of praise of Isis. I will acclaim thy goodness, the splendor of thy ways. Thy works have been my rapture, my joy. Nobly thy world is made. Thy deeds have set me singing. Deeply thy plans are laid. The fool would never fathom the workings of thy hand. The laws of thy creation, iration, he cannot understand, overstand. Evil may spread and flourish, sprout as the verdant grass. Brief in is its hour of triumph. It blossom, but to pass. Thou art forever sovereign. Thou bringest evil low. Thou will sustain my honor, routing the wicked, the ratchet foe. Thy righteous seed will prosper like the palm, their growth will be. They will rise tall and upright as a stately cedar tree. Firmly their roots are planted in Yahuwah's, Jehovah's holy eyeless shrine. They will abound and blossom within his courts, divine, divine. They will grow old, still blooming, their powers never dim, and tell that El Elohim, Yahuwah, Jehovah is upright. Lehagid ki Yashar Yahuwah, to tell that Jehovah is Yashar, Jasher is upright. There is no flaw in him. And here this brings us right here to Psalm 93, the Friday evening psalm, sealing up the Kabbalat Shabbat, welcoming the Sabbath. Here,
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
Yahuwah Malak, Geuta Labeish, Labeish Yahuwah, Oz, Hita Azar, Jehovah, reign, rule, has become king, has been coronated. Yahuwah Malak, Jehovah has become king, has been coronated. He adorned himself with majesty of creation. Yahuwah Jehovah girded himself with stately strength, and he established the world securely that it cannot be moved. From the beginning of time is thy throne firmly set. Thou the eye hast been from all eternity. The rivers, O Yahuwah, Jehovah, the rivers raise up their voice. The rivers raise up a mighty shout. The mighty waters, the raging waves of the sea, they all proclaim, mighty is Yahuwah, is Jehovah in his universe, in his universe. The testimonies of thy presence are ever faithful. The grandeur of thy holiness, thy eyeliness, fills thy creation iration. Thou the eye reignest, rulest, O Jehovah, for evermore. So here, brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers, this right here brings the welcoming the Sabbath portion of the Sabbath Eve service. And this is a portion that actually precedes the main part of the service. So it's kind of like the preparation, the Psalm 95 to Psalm 99, Psalm 29, Then we also have the Ana Bekoa. We have the Lekad Bodhi. Then we have Psalms like Psalm 92, the Psalm for the Sabbath day. Then we seal that with a Friday evening Psalm, Psalm 93. And then the evening service actually would begin after that. So not to go through some details of the evening service right here, seeing we have a couple of minutes before we get into the grace period, and we haven't touched on today's daily psalm according to the royal order, looking forward to this Shabbat Phineas, corresponding with the 130th anniversary of the Earth Day, the birthday of the Son of Man, that man-child. But here, just an overview, just going on the overview over the evening service for Sabbaths and festivals. Right. So the other part that the Lekad Dodi, it's not as commanded in that sense, you know, as the service, the prayer and worship service, which this part is. But still in giving praise and Isis, it is good to give praise and Isis. This is known as the Tefillat Arabit Lishabbat Yom Tov, the evening service for the Shabbat and the festivals, or the prayer service. When you talk about prayer, this is what we consider to be prayer. We have the Shema and the Amidah. The Shema, as we have in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Ahad, hear, O Israel, he who be who he be, our power, Eloheinu, Yahuwah, he who be who he be, Ahad, is one. In that sense of Shema, hear, O Israel. So the Shema and the Amidah, they are the core of the evening service. So after the work day, we come together to gather and we give praise, the evening service, the Shema and the Amidah, the Shema, the hear, O Israel, the hear, and the Amidah, the standing prayer, are the core of the evening service. As in the morning service, the Shema is preceded by the benediction praising Elohim for creating the order of the nature, of nature, and the benediction praising Isis in him for his gift of HaTorah, his direction and instruction. It is followed by the benediction, the good word, the baraka, bena, good diction, word, sound, power, praising Isis in him as the redeemer of Yisrael, the Beit Yisrael, I, the Beta Israel, and a prayer, a tefillah, for a night of shalom, for a night of peace. So in the evening, getting ready for the night, right, and then preparing for the Shabbat day for those 12 hours. So we're going to go over just some of the highlights right here, right, and this will carry us into the grace period, and hopefully we have time for today's daily psalm, Psalm 41. But here, once again, Tefillat Arabit LeShabbat V'Yom Tov. Evening service or the evening prayer, Tefillat Arabit, the evening prayer, LeShabbat, for Sabbath, V'Yom, and for the day Tov, for the good day. When we say Yom Tov, a good day, that's usually a feast, a festival. So a good day, Yom Tov. Another way of referring to a feast, a festival day, is as a Yom Tov. So it begins off right here with the reader. The reader says, praise Jehovah to whom all praise is due, or bless Jehovah to whom all blessing is due. Barku et Yahuwah Hamborak. The reader says that, then the congregation response is, praise be Jehovah to whom all praise is due forever and ever, or blessed be he who be who he be, to whom all blessing is due forever and ever. Baruch Yahuwah Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Then we pick up here. Praise be thou, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Jehovah our power, Melech Ha'olam, eternal king, universal king. In wisdom, in Chokmah, wisdom, the divine mother there, Yeshua says that wisdom is justified by all of her children. So here we say, in wisdom, thou dost thou bring on the dusk of evening and openeth the gates of heaven to usher in a new day. In understanding, dost thou arrange the changes of time of the Iowa and the succession of seasons? Thou, the eye, hast set the stars in their courses in the sky according to thy will. Thou, the eye, createst day and night, rolling away the light before the darkness and the darkness before the light. Thou, the eye, makest the day to fade into the night, and thou hast set a boundary between day and night. Thou art the Lord of all the heavenly hosts, O ever-living power, El, as thy rule is established over the kingdom of nature, of the natures of nature, may it also be established over us, I and I, forever and ever. Praise, blessed be thou, O Yahuwah, Jehovah, who bringest on the evening twilight. Baruch Atah Yahuwah, Ha Ma'arib, Rabbi, with everlasting eternal love hast thou loved the Beit Yisrael, the Beta Israel, the house of Israel. Thou hast revealed to us a Torah, direction, instruction, and commandments, statutes, and judgments. Therefore, Yahweh Eloheinu, Jehovah, our power, when we lay down and when we rise up, we shall attend to thy statutes, yea, we shall rejoice in the words of Torah Teka, of thy Torah, thy direction, instruction, and in thy commandments forever and ever to time indefinite. They are our life and the measure of our days, and we, I and I, will meditate on them day and night. Mayest thou never take away thy love from us, from I and I. Praise, blessed be thou, O Jehovah, who lovest thy people, Yisrael, Yasharallah. Baruch Atah Yahuwah Oheb Amo Yisrael. Now this section here, this section moving forward right here, when praying without a minyan, so if one is praying and don't have the 10, you know, the 10 upright, you can say men, mandem, right? Then they begin and they'll say, El Melech Ne'eman. El, Hayel, power, Melech, king, Ne'eman, Nami, Ne'eman, faithful. Melech Ne'eman, Ne'eman, faithful king. El, power, God, power, faithful king. So when praying without the 10, we begin by saying, El Melech Ne'eman. And then we pick up with Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 to 9, where we have the Shema. Shema Yisrael Yahuwah Eloheinu Yahuwah Echad. Hear, O Israel, he who be, who he be, our Elohim, he who be, who he be, is one. Praise be his glorious kingdom forever and ever. Baruch Shem Kabod Amalkuto Ale Olam Wa'ed. You shall love Yahweh Eloheka, Jehovah, your Elohim, your power, with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your might. And you shall take to heart these words that I command you this day. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall meditate on them when you are at home, and when you are on a journey, and when you retire for the night, and when you rise up in the morning, and you shall tie a reminder of them upon your hand and between your eyes, and you shall write them on the doorposts in your home and on the gates of your cities. Then the next section is from Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 13 to 21, where it reads, if you will obey my commandments that I command you this day, to love Yahuwah, your Elohim, and to serve him with fullness of heart and soul, then I will grant you my gift of timely rains for your land in autumn and in spring, and you will harvest your grain, your wine, and your oil. I will also give grass in your fields for your cattle, and you will eat the fruit of your labor and be satisfied. Be aware, lest you be misled into turning aside from the right course to worship alien Elohim, alien gods, and to bow down to them. Elohim will be angry with you, and he will close Shemayim, the heavens, so that there will be no rain, and the earth will not yield produce, and you will fast, disappear from the good land that Yahuwah Jehovah has given you. Therefore shall you attend to these words of mine with heart and soul, and you shall bind a reminder of them on your hand and between your eyes, and you shall teach your children to meditate, to iditate on them when you are at home and when you are on a journey, when you retire for the night and when you rise up in the morning, in the dawning, and you shall write them on the doorposts in your home and on the gates of your cities. Moving forward, forward, forward. Thus, like this, will your life, your liberty, and that of your children be prolonged on the land that Yahuwah, he who be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the Holy One, blessed be he, blessed be the name, promise your ancestors for as long as the sky remains over the earthly plane. And then one more reading from Numbers chapter 15, verses 37 to 41. One where it reads, Wayomer Yahuwah el Moshe le'mor, and Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, and bid them make fringes on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, adding to the fringe of each corner a thread of blue, and the fringe shall be to you as a sign, so that in beholding it, you will be reminded to fulfill all the commandments of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, and you shall not follow the promptings of your heart or the attraction of your eyes to be misled by them. Thus, like this, will you remember to carry out all my commandments, my imperatives, and you will be wholly set apart before your Elohim. Hear, hear, hear. It says, Ani, Ani, Ani Yahuwah Eloheihem. He says, here, here, here. He says, I be he who be, we be your Elohim, who brought you out of the land of Mitzrayim to be your Elohim. I, he who be, we be, am your Elohim. Ani Yahuwah Eloheikem. Asher Hoseiti etekema me eret Mitzrayim lehiyot lakem lelohim. Ani Yahuwah Eloheikem. Here to this portion of the service, the true and faithful, true and certain, Emet, where Emuna, true and certain it is that he is Yahuwah, Jehovah, your Elohim. There is none else. Emet, where Emuna, call Zot, true and faithful, call Zot, all of this. Wik Ayam, Aleinu. Ki hu Yahuwah Eloheinu ve'ein zulato. True and certain and faithful it is that he is he who be, we be your Elohim, and there is none else. And that we, the people of Yisrael, Amo Yisrael, have been summoned to his service. It is he who redeemed us, I and I, from the might of kings. He delivered us, I and I, from the grip of tyrants. Eloheinu, our power, brought judgment up on our enemies and retribution upon our downpressers, our oppressors, our depressors. His saving acts are beyond our understanding, in the standing, overstanding. His wonders are infinite. He kept us in life and liberty, and he will not allow us to stumble. He led us victorious over the strong places of our enemies. He sustained our strength in the face of all our foes. He wrought miracles and judgments against our all. He performed signs and wonders in the land of Mitzrayim. He brought forth the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, from bondage to freeness. Their pursuing foes perish in the depths of the sea. His children witness his triumph as they praise Shemo, his name, the Hashem. In gladness, they declared their loyalty to his kingdom, his government. Moshe led the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, in a song of acclaim, saying, who can compare to thee? O power, who can compare to thee in holiness, set apartness? Thou dost ever perform wondrous deeds. None, no one can recount thy praises, thy eyes. They acknowledge the sway of his might as they beheld his wonders at the Yam Suf, at the Etrabahir, at the Red Sea, the Eritrean Sea. This is Eli. This is Eli. Haile. This is my power, they proclaim. Yahuwah, Jehovah will reign forever and ever. Yahuwah, Jehovah has ever freed Yaakov, Jacob. He has saved him from adversaries and adversities mightier than he. Baruch atah Yahuwah, Ga'al Yisrael. Blessed, praise be thou, O Jehovah, Ga'al Yisrael, the Redeemer of Israel. Cause us, Hashkibeinu, cause us, Hashkibeinu, Yahuwah Eloheinu, cause I and I, O Jehovah, our Elohim, our power, to retire for the night in shalom and peace, and in the morning, the dawning, do thou, Malkeinu, our King, awaken I and I again to life, to liberty. Enfold us, enfold I and I with thy protecting shalom, peace, and improve us, improve I and I with thy good counsel, with thy wonderful counsel. Help us, help I and I, for thou art a merciful El, power. Shield us, shield I and I against foe and plague and sword and famine and grief. Liberate us, liberate I and I from evil powers that assail us, assail I and I on every side. Shelter us, shelter I and I by thy presence, by thy face, for thou, O Elohim, O power, art our guardian and deliverer, I liverer. Thou, O El, O Elohim, art a gracious and merciful King. Mayest thou guard our coming and going for life, for liberty and shalom and peace now and forever. Mayest thou, the I, enfold us, enfold I and I with the shelter of thy shalom. Praise, blessed be thou, O Yahuwah, Jehovah, who spreadest peace, shalom, over us, over I and I, and over all thy people, Yisrael, and over Yerushalayim, over Jerusalem. Baruch atah Yahuwah, ha poreis, sukata shalom aleinu, wa'ala kola amo Yisrael, wa'ala Yerushalayim. The conclusion. Right, the conclusion right here of the Hashkibeinu, right, on the Shabbat, it omits reference to Elohim. Some say as guardian of Yisrael, Shamor Ramo Yisrael. On the weekdays, we call upon him in this section of the evening prayer as Shomer, the guardian, Shomer Amo of the people, his people, Yisrael. But this part is omitted on the Sabbath, and instead to his bestowal of peace, his bestowal of peace. When we say, ha poreis sukat shalom, ha poreis sukat shalom, mayest thou enfold us with the shelter of thy shalom. On weekdays, we are conscious of the perils against which we seek Elohim, Ha'elohim's protection. On the Shabbat, however, we live under Hashem's shalom, his peace, and we are not afraid of perils. So in moving forward on the Sabbath day, this is what is said as we move forward to the day, Exodus 31:16-17. Where it reads, "V'shamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat," the sons of Israel, the children of Israel, shall keep the Sabbath day and observe it throughout their generations for everlasting, eternal covenant. It is a sign between me and the b'nei Yisrael, the children of Israel, the sons of Israel, forever, to time indefinite. For in 6 days, Yahuwah, Jehovah made heaven and earth, and on the seventh day, He ceased from his work, or his work ceased, and he ordained rest. the reader, glorified and set apart be thy great name, the great name of Elohim throughout the world, that he created according to his will. May his kingdom of shalom, of peace, be established speedily in our Iowa, our time, to us, to I and I, and to the entire household of Yisrael, the entire Beta Israel. Amen. May his great name be praised throughout all eternity. Extolled and glorified, honored and adored, ever be the name of HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be he. Yea, he is beyond the praises, the eyes, and the hymns of glory that mortals offer him throughout the world. Amen. Final part right here, 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 brothers and sisters, just to give a fuller fullness right here, here, here. For the Shabbat, just the Shabbat order, the word sound of the Shabbat, right here, here, here. Just looking through this, looking at the time. Let's move through this. Here we have the Amida. This is the standing prayer for the Sabbath Eve. Now the Amida is recited standing, usually in silent devotion. But to give ones a kind of a hear of this word sound, it begins off with the quote from the Psalm, Adonai Sifatai Tiftach. Ufi Yagid Tehilateka Adonai Adonai, open thou my lips. David said this in Psalm 51. Adonai Sifatai, O Adonai Sifatai, my lips. Tiftach, Tiftach, open Patach, open Tiftach. Ufi and my mouth, Yagid, will tell Tehilateka of thy praises. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu, Elohei Avoteinu, Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov, Ha'el, Ha'gadol, Ha'gibor, Ve'hanora, El, Elyon, Gomel, Ha'sadim, Tobim, Ve'konei Hakol, Ve'zokira, Hasdei Abot U Amebia Goela Libneya Benehema Lima'an Shemo Be Ahaba. This section here, blessed be thou, O Jehovah, our Elohim, our power, and the Elohim, the power of our patriarchs, of our father, the power of Abraham, the power of Yitzhak, the power of Yaakov, the power of the Trinity. Thou art great, mighty, revered, exalted, bestowing loving kindness, holding dominion over all things. Thou rememberest the noble deeds of our ancestors, because thou art a Elohim, a power, a source of love. Thou will bring a redeemer to their children's children after them. Thou, O King, art a helper, a savior, and a shield. Praise be thou, O Jehovah, shield of Abraham. Thou art mighty forever, O Jehovah. Thou hast endowed us with immortal life, eternal life, immortal life. Great is thy saving power. Thou sustainest the living with loving kindness, and in great mercy callest the departed to life eternal, or resurrectest the dead. Thou supportest the fallen, healest the sick, and releasest those who are in bondage. Thou keepest faith with those who sleep in the dust. Who is like thee, Almighty El, Almighty Power? Who mayest be compared to the eye? From thy hand, O Melech, O Negus, O King, comest death as well as life, and in thee is our deliverance, our deliverance. Thou wilt surely grant immortal life to the departed. Praise, blessed be thou, O Jehovah, who callest the departed to life eternal, or who resurrectest the dead. Holy, set apart art thou, and thy holiness is manifest throughout creation, iration. And they are holy who praise thee daily. Who praise thee daily. Praise be the I, O Jehovah, the holy power. Thou hast hallowed, set apart the seventh day to thee. Thou hast made it the goal of creation of heaven and earth, and thou didst bless it above all days, and didst sanctify, set it above all seasons. And thus, like this, it is written in Torah Tekah, in thy Torah. And the heavens and the earth were finished, and all their hosts. And on the seventh day, Jehovah perfected the work which he had made. And on the seventh day, he ceased from the work which he had made. And Jehovah blessed the seventh day, and he sanctified it, because thereon he ceased from the work of creation that he had made. Eloheinu, Elohei Aboteinu, our power and the power of our patriarchs, may our Sabbath rest be worthy before thee. Sanctify us, I and I, with thy commandments. Make us holy by thy commandments, and grant that we may have a portion among those who devote themselves to Torah Tekah, to thy Torah, thy direction instructions. Satisfy us, I and I, with thy goodness, and cause us, I and I, to rejoice in thy deliverance, and purify our hearts to serve thee in truth. Yahuwah Eloheinu, O Jehovah, our power, cause I and I to enjoy in love the heritage of thy holy Sabbath. And may Amo Yisrael, the people of Israel, who hallow, who set apart Shemekah, the I name, find therein a true rest. Praise, blessed, Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Mikadesh HaShabbat. Blessed, praise be thou, O Jehovah, who hallowest, who setteth apart, who makest holy the Sabbath. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Mikadesh HaShabbat. Show thy favor, Yahuwah Eloheinu, to thy people, Amikah Yisrael, and heed their prayer. Cause thy service to be restored in thy sanctuary in Zion, and mayest thou receive therein in favor and in love their offerings and their supplications. And may the worship of Amikah Yisrael, thy people Israel, always be worthy of thy acceptance. Hear, hear, hear. May we behold thy merciful return to Zion. May we behold thy merciful return to Zion. Praise be thou, O Jehovah, who causes the return of thy divine presence, of thy divine face to Zion. We gratefully acknowledge that thou art Eloheinu, our Elohim, our power. Thou hast been, ever been the Elohim of our ancestors, of our patriarchs, and thou will be the Elohim of our children, the power, the source of our children, who will come after us, after I and I. Thou hast been our fortress, I and I, protecting shield in all generations. We give thee thanks, young, for eyes is to the eye, and declare thy praises, thy eyes is for our lives, our liberty, that are in thy care, and for our souls that are in thy keeping, and for thy miracles and thy wondrous deeds and benefits that are with us every day, yea, every hour, morning, noon, and night. Yahuwah, Jehovah, who art all good, endless are thy mercies. Yahuwah, Jehovah of compassion, Adonai of compassion, Lord of compassion, thy graciousness is unbounded. Our hope is ever centered in thee I. For all these mercies shall thy name, Shemekah, be praised, Isis, and exalted forever, for I've, O our King. And for all these, Wa'al Kulama Yita Baraka Wa Yita Romama Shemekah, Malkeinu, our King, Malkeinu Tamid Le'olam Wa'ed. And for all these mercies shall thy name be praised, blessed and praised and exalted forever, I and I, King. Every living creature shall thank thee always and shall praise, Isis, thy name in truth, O Elohim. Thou art our deliverance, and our help at all times, all I was praised. Blessed be thou, O Jehovah, who art all good, and to whom it is fitting to offer praise, Isis. Baruch atah Yahuwah Hatob. Hatob shemeka uleka nae le hodot. Endow thy people Yisrael forever with abounding peace. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Abounding peace. All right, hold right here. We just got a message that some might be listening and might not be hearing this at this time. All right, hold on for a moment. Those who might be, hold on. Here, take this right here. Take this right here. Take this from my hand. Put this on speaker so ones can still hear. Okay, okay. Try not to touch anyone in the face. Yeah. Okay, yeah, what happened right there, I think on the live stream, it might have gone out on the live stream. Those listening to the live stream might have not been hearing on the live stream. Yeah, they're trying to cut this because they don't want I and I to get this again. But anyway, we will get this again. So here, just to scroll right here, endow. Hopefully ones on the live stream can hear I and I again. It seems as though the link with the streaming had cut out and we can't call in again, but we have an extra call in of another phone, so you're going to be hearing that. Might not be as clear, but hopefully ones can still fellowship here in the service. Here, just fulfilling the Amidah right here, the standing prayer right here. Endow thy people, Amika Yisrael, forever with abounding peace, for all peace is of thy ordaining. And may it please thee to bestow thy peace upon thy people, Amika Yisrael, in every season, yea, in every hour. Praise be thou, Jehovah, who dost bless thy people, Yisrael, with peace. Coming to the fulfillment here, Yahuwah, Jehovah, Adonai, Elohai, my power, Elohai, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking falsehood. And to those who abuse me, may I give no heed. May my soul be silent. May my soul be humble and forgiving to all. Open thou my heart, O Yahuwah Jehovah, to Torah Tekah, to thy direction, instruction, thy Torah, that my soul may eagerly, that she may eagerly perform thy commandments. And as for those who may think evil against me, do thou that I frustrate their counsel and undo their design. Do it in accordance with thy graciousness, in accordance with thy might. Do it in accordance with thy holiness, thy set apartness, in accordance with thy promise, in Torah Tekah, in the I Torah. O mayest thou assert thy power to answer me, that those who revere thee may find deliverance. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to thee, O Yahuwah, O Jehovah, my rock and my redeemer. May he who ordains the harmony of the universe, the shalom, bestow his peace, shalom, upon us and upon the whole house, the whole Beit Yisrael. Amen. May it be thy will, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Jehovah our power, Elohei Abotenu, and the Elohim of our fathers, our patriarchs, that our holy temple be restored in Jerusalem, even new Jerusalem, and do thou grant our portion among those who devote themselves to Torah Tekah, to thy Torah, thy direction, instruction. May we be privileged to worship the I, to prostrate to the I in our restored sanctuary, in splendor and in awe, as in the ancient days. Amen. And the heaven and the earth were finished and all their hosts. And on the seventh day, Yahuwah Jehovah perfected the work which he had made. And on the seventh day, he ceased from the work that he had made. And Yahuwah Jehovah blessed the seventh day, and he sanctified it, set it apart, because thereon he ceased from the work of creation that he had made. And here for the final portion right here. That was a portion actually that one would pray. One can pray silently just to bring out the word sound openly here. This is the part when praying with a minyan, when praying with a ten, we continue. Praise be thou, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Elohei Aboteinu. Praise be the I. Blessed be the I, O Jehovah, our Elohim, our power, the power of our patriarchs, the power of Abraham, the power of Isaac, the power of Jacob, the power of the Trinity. Thou, power, Elohim, art great, mighty, and awe-inspiring. Thou, the I, art supreme in sovereignty, the master of heaven and earth. His word was a shield to our patriarchs. His command yields everlasting eternal life. Our Elohim Eloheinu, King, is holy beyond compare. He showered his love upon Amo, his people, by giving them the holy Shabbat, a day of shalom, of peace, and release from strife. We shall worship him with trembling and awe, and ever praise Shemo, his name. From him all berkot, all blessing, all increase, all words, prosperity, increase, flow. To him all praise, all eyes is due. He is the Adon, the master of shalom. He imparts holiness, set apartness to the Shabbat. The seventh day is blessed by him. From his hand comes a holy rest, a joyous boon to Amo, to his people, in remembrance of the work of creation. Eloheinu, Elohei Aboteinu. Our Elohim, our power and power of our patriarchs, of our fathers, may our Shabbat rest be worthy before thee. Sanctify, set I and I apart with your commandments, and grant that our portion may be among those who devote themselves to Torah Tekah, to the I Torah, direction, instructions. Satisfy I and I with thy goodness, and cause I and I to rejoice in thy I liverance, and purify I and I heart to serve the I in truth. Yahuwah Eloheinu, O he who be, who he be our power, cause I and I to enjoy in love the heritage of thy holy, thy isla, thy set apart Shabbat. And may the people of Yisrael, Amo Yisrael, who hallow, who set apart thy name, Shemekah, the Hashem, find therein a true rest. Baruch atah Yahuwah Mikadesh HaShabbat. And the final portion right here, where the reader reads, glorified and hallowed. They like to use that hallowed part right there. Let's say it more better. Glorified and set apart. Hallowed, to be set apart. Glorified and set apart. Be the great name. Be the great name of God, the great name of Elohim throughout the world that he created according to his will. May his kingdom, his government of shalom, be established speedily in our time, in I and I, Iowa, to us, to I and I, and to the entire household of Israel, to the entire Beit Yisrael, to the entire Beta Israel. Amen. May his great name be praised throughout all eternity. Extolled and glorified, honored and adored, ever be the name of HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, praise, blessed be he. Yea, he is beyond the praises, eyes, and hymns of glory that mortals offer him throughout the world. Amen. May the prayers of the entire household of Yisrael, the entire Beta Israel, be received favorably by their heavenly Father, Abinu Shabbat Shemayi. Congregation responder, amen. May there be a great heavenly peace and life to us, to I and I, and to call Yisrael and to all Israel. Amen. May he who ordains the harmony of the universe, shalom, peace, in his universe, bestow his peace, his shalom, upon us and upon the whole house of Israel, the whole Beit Yisrael, the whole Beta Israel. Amen. Ve'imru. Amen.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord? Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day, and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth, when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Daily psalm right here, and just within time here, you know what we can bring forward about today's daily psalm. Here we're at the eve of the man-child, the son of man, the man-child's earth day right here, Lich Tafari Mekonnen, Revelation chapter 12, that man-child born there. As it says in Psalm 87, verse 4, this man was born there. And when Yeshua said, well, how would it be in the second advent? It's like a woman travailing with child. And then we see Revelation chapter 12, and we have a woman travailing with child. And then we behold, right, the line of the tribe of Judah, that man child born there. Hopefully more reasoning on that right there. Just to touch a little bit on today's daily psalm, Psalm 41, but it's interesting that here we're at the eve, here in the season, here for this 41st sabbatical. Chan, ain't that something? It's the 41st sabbatical study for Shabbat Phineas. And here for the Sabbath Eve, we have Psalm 41. And this 22nd, right, going in now to the 23rd, you know, is ahead of creation when the inundation of the Nile from Tobia, from inner Africa, from the mountain of the moon comes down to the Kemet and all of that, the rise of the dog star, but also the birth, as we said, of that man-child of prophecy, of Yeshua's prophecy, when he said, you know, in John chapter, was it chapter 16, get into a little more details, hopefully, on the podcast coming forward, but we already have touched on this previously, but it's just interesting. Psalm 41, right? 41, 41st sabbatical study. Here we have Psalm 41. Here we're at the eve of the birth, the earth day of that man child of Revelation chapter 12, as well as Yeshua's prophecy. About, and when they asked him about what would it be like, you know, when he returned again, and he said, well, you know, ones would have like pain and sorrow, right? We'd be going through pain and sorrow. I'm paraphrasing here, but pain and sorrow, but the world would have joy. That he likened it to a woman. Interesting, he likened it to a woman giving birth. And what's interesting is here for the 41st Psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we have Psalm 41. So I'm just looking at the 41 connection right here, and also the theme of the psalm is a sufferer's prayer, a sufferer's prayer. We have a sufferer's prayer right here, Mizmor Meim Aleph. This is another psalm, another chant relating to a time of sickness when the patient's suffering was aggravated by mental uneasiness over the machinations of enemies. It's interesting because the man child's earthly father, the son of man, his earthly father, right, Ras Mekonnen. Some of y'all know the narrative. There was a drought in Ethiopia. Others point to certain heavenly signs, you know, that had not occurred according to the astrologers, astronomers, and others since the birth of Yeshua. Right, Hanotri. These were the same signs that were seen prior to the birth of the man-child Lijtafarai, known as Lijtafarai. We have Lijtafarai, we have Detesmajtafarai, we have Rastafarai, and we have Kedamawi Haile Selassie. So here, today's daily psalm, another psalm relating to a time of sickness when the patient's suffering was aggravated by mental uneasiness over machinations of enemies. So we point to Ras Mekonnen, right, and the testimony concerning him, you know, as well as the drought. There's a drought in Ethiopia prior to the birth of Lijtafarai. And after the birth of Lijtafarai, it's recorded that there was a plentiful rain. This reminds us of Psalm 68, right, where it says that the Lord Adonai sent a plentiful rain to confirm his inheritance when it was weary. So in particular, in today's daily psalm, we have one man whom he considered a close friend who had proven traitorous in today's daily psalm, a Psalm of David. If the psalm mirrors an incident in David's life, in David's liberty, the faithless friend must have been one named Ahithophel. And the time or the time, like the event horizon, right, of its composition, the uprising of Absalom. It is true that the narrative that we have in 2 Samuel, it makes no reference to an illness such as is here described. But that narrative necessarily, it passes over many details. So in other words, when we look at 2 Samuel, we can see the historical narrative of the incident that the Psalm of David here, the 41st Psalm, most likely is speaking about. But there's a point about an illness that is not mentioned in 2 Samuel. However, there's other details that are also passed over. Such an illness would account for the remissness in attending to his official duties. That Absalom's words, the words of his son Absalom to the suitors for justice seem to imply. Point of reference, 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 3. It would account also for the strange failure of David's natural courage. In other words, what we have here is that David, you know, he had a natural, not talking about the spiritual aspect, but just a physical aspect. He had a natural courage. But it seems like right here in this psalm and in what's being described here, he is almost unable to really fight back as he would and did elsewhere. So his natural courage seems to have failed at this particular time, and it can be due to the incident that is narrated in 2 Samuel when his own son had rose up against him, and his own close familiar friend, Ahithophel, had also rose up against him. And therefore, he fled. He fled from Jerusalem, right, at the first outbreak of the rebellion. This is what occurs in the narrative in Samuel, and this is what is being described here in today's daily psalm. Now, with the limited time that we have right here, one part that we can zoom in on, that I think should be zoomed in on, is the first part of it, the first verse of it. So before we even ride up with a brief commentary or reasoning, let's just share this right here, today's daily psalm, with the Hebrew intro, namely the superscription. Lamnatseach Mizmor LeDawid, to the chief musician, a psalm, a chant of David, or also in the Hebrew, this is brought out as La Menatseach, to the overcomer. La Menatseach, Mizmor, a chant, a psalm, LeDawid, a chant of David, or a chant for David. Hear.
Psalm 41.
Mizmor mem aleph lam natseach mizmor le David.
Blessed is he that considereth the poor.
Ashre maskil el dal.
The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble.
Beyom ra'a yemalletehu Adonai.
The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness. I said, Lord, be merciful unto me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. Mine enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? And if he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His heart gathereth iniquity to itself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. All that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they devise my hurt. An evil disease, say they, cleaveth fast unto him, and now that he lieth, he shall rise up no more. Yea, mine own familiar friend in whom I trusted, which did eat of my bread, hath lifted up his heel against me. But thou, O Lord, be merciful unto me, and raise me up that I may requite them. By this I know that thou favorest me, because mine enemy doth not triumph over me. And as for me, thou upholdest me in mine integrity, and settest me before thy face forever. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, from everlasting and to everlasting.
Baruch Adonai Elohe Yisrael, mehaolam ve'ad ha'olam, amen ve'amen, 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 ve'amen.
Amen, and amen, and amen, and amen, and amen, and amen. And amen, and amen, and amen, and amen, and amen, and amen, and amen.
Yes, here. This is the last psalm in book one of the psalms. So the psalms, hebraically, are, the book of psalms is divided into five parts. So the first book of psalm from psalm 1 to psalm 41, here, psalm 41, it completes the first book. the first book of Psalms. And therefore, you'll find that when you find the Amen and Amen in the Psalms, is usually a conclusion of a book. So today's daily psalm, it concludes the first book of the Psalms. So this is one of the reasons why Rabbeinu Yeshua said to the other Yehudi and the Pharisees, he says, is it not written in your law? Because among the Yehudi, the Jews, and the Hebrews, the book of Psalms was taken to be likened to the law, because much law is referred to in the Psalms of David. So this is one reason why Yeshua says, is it not written in your law? And then when he quoted from the Psalms. So the Psalms, five books, corresponding to the five books of Moshe. Now it's this opening verse right here where it says, in the KJV Bible, I think it says, blessed is the man. Strike that right there, the blessed part. Actually, the Hebrew is Asherei, like in the first psalm. Interesting, the first psalm begins Asherei Ha'ish, Asherei happiness Ha'ish, happiness the man, happiness is the man, the happiness of the man, Asherei Ha'ish. Now, why is that important? Do you recall in the English translation of the Bible, there's what's known as Beatitudes, when Yeshua is going over the Beatitudes. Actually, he is not saying Baruch bless, which is another kind of blessing within the English translation, but he's saying the Asherei. Asherei is happiness. You know, happiness in the Hebrew sense here, the Asherei, is not the emotion side of happiness, like we have other words for joy and happiness. But this Asherei happiness is like a state of mind. It's beyond feelings and emotion. You know, like sometimes you can be in a situation, it's a bad situation, but you have, as Fred Locke say, you have a peace. You know, you have that joy. You know, you have that joy. You have that content state of mind. So the Asherei here is happiness. So it says right here, happy is he that considereth the poor. Note that it didn't say happy is he that gives to the poor necessarily, but happy is he who considers or who dealeth wisely with the poor. It says Jehovah will deliver him in the day of evil. Asherei masakil ildal. Maskil. You know, in the Psalms, you might come across some psalms, they call it maskil. Or in the English, they look like it says maschil. Maschil, M-A-S-C-H, you know, I-L. Actually, that's maskil. Maskil means to be prudent, to be skillful, to be wise. So Asherei, happiness, maskil, the one who wisely, right, deals with wisely, to the poor. Biyom ra'ah, biyom ra'ah, ra'ah, in a day of ra'ah, in a day of evil, in a day of hurt, in a day of ill things, bad things, harmful things. In that day, right, ye malatehu, malatehu come from malat. Malat means to escape. Maltehu, he will cause him to escape. Yahuwah, Jehovah will deliver him, will cause him to escape in the day of Ra'ah, in the Ra'ra day, in the day of evil, in the day of hurt, in the day of bad, in the day of unkind things, in that sort of day. So when it says considereth needs to be meditated on. The Hebrew sense of it, maskil, in fact, when we look at the Hebrew, when it talk about how David in the English, it says that David, how he was in, when he was in Saul's house and Saul's court, because Saul had jealousy and envy and you know, a bad spirit, a bad mind state, an adversarial satanic mind state to David, how it talks about how David was circumspect. If you look up circumspect, right, in the KJV Bible concerning David, it says how he was circumspect. The Hebrew brings out that he was maskil, sakal, he was wise, you know, circumspect. So the same sense here is happiness is to one who deals wisely with. Note, it's not written, blessed is he that giveth to the poor. Now, this doesn't mean that you shouldn't give to the poor, but sometimes you have to consider the best way, right, to help a person who's disadvantaged. In other words, somebody might need something right now, you give to them. That's the wisest way.
In another case, you might have to teach them how to fish, right? In another case, you might give them a fish, right? In that case, you know, maybe in some case, you might sell them a fish, but whatever way is wise to deal with them. It's not written, blessed is he that giveth to the poor, but dealeth wisely, consider, right? It refers to a man, male or female. When I say man, I'm talking about human being, right, who considers how the meritorious act can best be carried out. What is the best way to help one who is, quote, poor, right, or disadvantaged? He takes thought of the most effective way to help the person who is in need. Now, the poor here, in this sense, the dal, he uses the term dal. There's a few terms for poor, but the dal here in the Hebrew signifies the feeble. Not necessarily a poor man, like in the sense of one who might not have anything, but one who might be feeble, like enfeebled in health, right? One who is might be enfeebled in health, right? And the evil is not just evil in the sense that religion makes us believe, but it's trouble, tribulation, disadvantage, right? Disadvantage. And it says that Jehovah preserves him, preserves this one who thinks wisely how to help the poor, right? And Jehovah will keep him alive, right? And make him be called happy, right? Make him be called happy, content, happy. It's like when Paul says, Rabbi Saul, Shaul, the apostle to the Gentiles, the apostle Paul, he says, in all things he learned to be content. If you read that part in the epistles, right? In whatever state I am in, he has learned to be content. That idea that contentment is that happiness, right, of conscience, that balance, that level. And deliver not thou him to the greed of his enemies. Now, in the KJV Bibles, I think it brings out the sense of the will of his enemies. But what's interesting in the Hebrew, it says to the soul of his enemies. So in the verse that says, the Lord will preserve him and keep him alive and let him be called happy in the land. I know if you're reading the KJV, it's a little different, but because I'm consulting the Hebrew here. So make little notes. And deliver not thou him to the greed or to the desire, I think it says desire, of his enemies. But literally in the Hebrew, to the soul, to say the psyche of his enemies. His enemies won't psych him out. Jah will deliver him from the psych out, the soul, the psyche, the desire of his enemies. Will not allow his enemies to accomplish their will to his undoing. Just to bring out some of the basics right here, here, here. Don't have much time right here to share this right here, but at least a little basic right here. Let's hear Popcorn quickly right here on today's daily psalm from Abundant Wisdom.
Do not delay, oh my God.
Well, I know. Yes, so you listen to me keenly. If it's not easy, believe me. Some of them will kill you neatly. But you see yourself and love you, them not really. You speak to yourself.
Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he will be blessed on the earth. You will not deliver him to the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him and his bed of illness. You will sustain him on his sickbed. I said, Lord, be merciful to me. Heal my soul. For I have sinned against you. My enemies speak evil of me. When will he die and his name perish? And if he comes to see me, he speak lies. His heart gathers iniquity to itself. When he goes out, he tells it.
I always left my grandmother and I'm gone all about it, my friend. Born as a leader. Because I take on road from where I look at it. And we used to suffer. Really, really suffer in this time over two. And bless the affluence of people that like it. They don't know how they work their things and I fight it. You know what I say?
doing that boy like them. Love you. The only love for them see. The love for them can't get.
All who hate me whisper together against me. Against me they devise my heart. An evil disease, they say, clings to him. And now that he lies down, he will rise up no more. Even my own familiar friend, in whom I put my trust, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heels against me. But you, O Lord, be merciful to me, and raise me up, that I may repay them. By this time I know that you are well pleased with me, because my enemy does not triumph over me. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity, and set me before your face forever. Blessed be the Lord of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting, from everlasting to
everlasting. Amen, and 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 amen.
Yes, 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 here, 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 today's daily song. Love that verse right there. It's an interesting verse. By this I know that thou
dost not know. Them try not to get me out. Oh, them have to stop me now. King Celestia, you let me out. Oh, them have to chop me now. And every time you chop me, you do. Them try not to get me out. Sometimes I feel like giving up. I'm not giving up. But I like you alone. Much people that think my streets. I like you alone. Much people can't hold me. I like you alone.
They continually say to me, where is your God? When I remember these things, I pour my soul within me.
Yes, 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 yes. Popcorn right there, the abundant, abundant wisdom, abundant life documentary. Just clip that little section there, going through the Psalms. And here, 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 just in preparing for the Shabbat right here, 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 touching briefly on some points in today's Psalm. Also interesting, the part where it says, all that hate me whisper together against me do they devise my hurt. A realistic picture of ill wishes discussing his condition and hoping for the worst. Some suggest here when we read the Hebrew that the verb also means that when they whisper together, they cast some sort of magic spells or charm or, you know, something they're doing to try to hasten his death, right? Devise my hurt. They imagine evil for me. They speculate about the cause of his illness and imagine the most awful act they can think of, as the verses go on to explain. But then we bring it here to the fulfillment with this book, this first book of the Psalms being fulfilled right here with the closing doxology. Baruch, blessed be Yahuwah Jehovah, Elohei Yisrael, Elohei, the Elohim of Elohei, is Elohim of Elohai, is my power, my Elohim, my God. Let me say highly I, Elohai, my power. Elohei is to say the God, the power of Elohei Yisrael, the God, the power of Israel. Yes, 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 yes. All right, wow, wow, wow. Here, 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 brothers and sisters, we come to the fulfillment right here. You know, we're going to play a tune and ting and ting and ting. But right here, you know, at this particular point, he's giving thanks and praise, 130th Earth Day, birthday of the King, even the King of Kings. Say Shabbat Shalom, send that salam. I'd like to touch on a little bit more right here, here, here at this time. But give me one moment, my brothers and sisters. One moment right here. Let's just see if we can. Okay, since we're at the eve, the Shabbat, the sabbatical eve of the Earth Day of the Son of Man, we were talking about a little prophecy, right? Why this day is important to I and I. Well, first of all, you have a pen and paper? Take note, take note. Psalm 87, verse 4, this man was born there. Take note, take note. This man was born there. Where? With Ethiopia. Right? Im kush ze yulat sham in the Hebrew. Im kush with kush ze, this he, this yulat sham. This was born there. Actually, it doesn't say this man. It doesn't say this man. It says this was born there, right? This, right? God, man, King of Kings. Man, but more than man, but still that man, right? This man was born where? With Ethiopia. This man was born there. Then we come to John's gospel, John chapter 16. This is just a kind of, a prepping for the new day, the 23rd of July, the Earth Day, 130th Earth Day here in this season, 2022, of the man child, Lidstafari Mekonnen, a.k.a. upon the throne of great King David, Ketamawi Haile Selassie, weep not, behold, conquering line of the tribe Judah, root of David, has prevailed to open the book, loose the seven seals thereof. So just open the book right here on the eve of the 130th Earth Day of the man child of the Son of Man. Here in John's Gospel, chapter 16, Yeshua is speaking about things to come. Recall, you can start out with verse, say, John chapter 16, verse 12, right? John chapter 16, verse 12, it says, I have yet many things to say to you, but you all cannot bear them now. So that means back then, he had more things to say to them, but they couldn't bear those things back then. Check. Verse 13, howbeit when he, all right, so Yeshua speaking here, Robeinu speaking, says, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, and he shall receive of mine, and shall shew it to you. All things that the Father hath are mine, therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall shew it to you. Let me give you a demonstration of what we mean. The Father and Son is one, but the manifestation in the first and the second advent. Turn to the autobiography of His Majesty, Book 1. Hiwete ena ye Ethiopia erimja. My life in Ethiopia's progress, right? Hiwete ena ye Ethiopia erimja. When we turn there, we go to the preface. In the preface of His Majesty's autobiography, Book 1, he begins off in the Mekdem, right? The preface. He says, or the foreword, one might say, but the preface. He says, a house built on granite and strong foundation. That sounds similar. Is His Majesty Haile Selassie taking of Yeshua here, even by this analogy here at the opening of the preface? A house built on granite and strong foundations, not even the onslaught of pouring rain, gushing torrents, and strong winds will be able to pull down. Kind of interesting, because before the man-child Lidstafari was born, right, there was a drought in Ethiopia. And then upon his birth, it is testified and recorded by witnesses in our story and history that there was gushing rain, pouring torrents. There was the rain came. Right? It says that he sent a plentiful rain to confirm his inheritance when it was weary. Psalm 68. So His Majesty opens up right here in the autobiography, Book 1, by saying a house built on granite and strong foundation. Sounds like when Yeshua said, build your house on the rock. And then over there in Ethiopia, where this man was born, there, we have rock-hewn churches. This is an interesting connection, don't you think? Hopefully. A house built on granite and strong foundation, not even the onslaught of pouring rain and gushing winds and gushing slicker torrents and strong winds will be able to pull down. Then he says, some people have written the story of my life. Here in Edward Uhlendorf's translation is a footer next to my life. And here's what Edward Uhlendorf, the translator that's actually commissioned to translate Book 1, says. He says, I am not clear what works available in 1936-37. The emperor, that is, Nergal-Sarnegest, the King of Kings, had in mind prophecy, the spirit of prophecy. It should be recalled, Uhlendorf goes on to say, that at the time of writing, 36 years before this book appeared in print in Amharic, the emperor, or more properly, Nergusa Negest, the king of kings, was only 44 years of age. So when Uhlendorf is translating His Majesty's autobiography, Book 1, in the preface to Mecdem, when he comes to this part, some people have written the story of my life. Uhlendorf the same way. He wrote this back in 1936, 37. But at that time, you know, what people were saying was different than what they tried to say later on. You know what I'm saying? Representing as truth what in fact derives from ignorance, error, or envy. I'm not saying these are those three unclean spirits in Revelation talk about like frogs, but they are like three bad spirits, ignorance, error, and envy. But they cannot shake the truth from its place, even if they attempt to make others believe it. Now, people will say, well, His Majesty, he's a Christian. You know, he believes in Jesus Christ. Yes, it's Christos. Yes. Uh-huh. But notice what he says right here as he goes on. He makes a prayer right here in this preface, right? There's a prayer that he makes in this preface, and he says this, and now I am setting out contemplating to write the story of my life from my 13th year until this time. Another curiosity, why did His Majesty start the year 13? I mean, of the tribe of Judah, right? The Israelites of Ethiopia, Ark of the Covenant, that whole link with the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. The age 13 is a bar mitzvah, is when a man, right, Hebraically, Judaically, according to the Beta Israel, goes through the rite of passage. So His Majesty begins off here from the 13th year, right, because even he knows this is a time when the true covenant sons are accountable. From my 13th year until this time, on the basis of what you have wrought, making me your instrument, making me your instrument, I pray to you that it may be your will to let it reach completion. It is right for me to reveal in this preface, this Mekadim, from the same root as Kedem, Kedemawi, this Mekadim, that which goes before, this preface, the reason why I have thought to write this, although from you nothing is hidden. First, that your name be praised for all the deeds you do, acting according to your wishes. Second, when you make a man rich in the honors of this world and appoint him above other creatures, that it be known that it is not for his merit, but only through your benevolence and generosity. Third, in every line in this history where the name of another person is mentioned, it is not through partiality or enmity, save except in error. But you know that we are making our heart the judge to write only the truth. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road, prophetically speaking. It's in the fourth petition. Fourth, although there is nothing that is not written in the Holy Scriptures, if you will enable me to write as I have planned, may our kin and our brothers who will rise up in the future take note of the word you have spoken, quote, for without me you can do nothing, end quote. Now, even here, Uhlendorf has a good footnote. It's the third footnote he has in His Majesty's autobiography. And this third footnote right here is St. John. St. John chapter 15, verse 5. St. John chapter 15, verse 5. What does St. John chapter 15, verse 5 say right here? It says, I am the vine, ye all the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, bringeth forth enough fruit. For without me, ye all can do nothing. I am the vine and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him. This is a tawahido. This is that oneness, right? Because what does Yeshua says? He says, if his word is in us, if we keep his word, then the Father will love us. If we keep Yeshua's word, Yeshua says, the Father will love us, and they will make their abode with us, and we shall be one. Tawahido. All right? So even that restoration of our divinity, right, in his divine majesty. But let's, first of all, bring this out here, where it says, for without me, you can do nothing. So a question here. His Majesty hearing and sharing this prayer, this petition he's giving, who is he praying to, according to what we have here? For without me, you can do nothing. He says that may our, and notice the emphasis on our, he says may our kin and our brothers, our kin, like kith and kin, right? And our brothers, Israelite at home and abroad, and our brothers who will rise up in the future. Who rise up when? In the future. Remember, this was written in 1936-37. Rise up in the future. Take note. Take note. Brothers, sisters, take note. Take note of the word you have spoken. Who is the you here in Kedemawi Haile Selassie's Mekdem right here in this petition and prayer right here? Who is the you? It is obvious that the you is Jesus Christos. It is obvious that the you is Jesus Christ, is Yeshua HaNotri. Right? It's interesting because Jesus said, he said, if he testifies of himself, his witness is not true. He says, but there be what says the witness of two men is true. So if another man testify of him. Now, when Yeshua says that, he's actually talking about the Heavenly Father in the Gospels, but he says the testimony of two men. Right? Here we have his majesty now speaking to the Son. As we have in 2,000 years ago, the Son speaking to the Father. Now we have the Father speaking to the Son. Take note of the word you have spoken. For without me, you can do nothing. I know others will say, well, how can you say he's the Father? Listen, it's not we saying it because we want to say it. Is we saying this because this is what the revelation of what the scripture says. See, instead of making theology like you want theology to be made, instead of study and see what it's really saying. Here, his Majesty is saying that he is praying, he is speaking to the Son. It's like we go into Revelation, very interesting word in Revelation, right? Remember when it says, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool? Now, that is said, according to New Testament theology, that is said to be Christ being spoken to by the Father. The Father is saying to Christ, right? He's saying to Christ to sit at my right hand. So if the Father is saying to the Son to sit at my right hand, according to that psalm, you know, the psalm, until I make. So who's the I? Who's the I to make? Is it the Son or is it the Father? According to the word, the Father is saying to the Son, all right, Son, you've done well. Sit at my right hand. The time is going to come that I'm going to make all these haters your footstool. That means the Father's going to go forth to work. The Father's going to do a work. And we know to Shabbat that he did a work even in the beginning, right? And therefore, even in these latter days and times, he does a work. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20 to 22 says this, the place and the attitude of Messiah at the end of the church age. Brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers, we're coming to the end of the church age. That's why so much is being exposed and coming out, right? Here in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, it says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Dejazmach, another title of the man, child, the keeper, the commander of the gate, the keeper of the door. But here's what Christ is saying here in verse 21, to him that overcometh, the menatzeach, to overcome, will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Hold up. Christ, in resurrecting, what St. Stephen saw in Acts of the Apostles is that Christ, he saw Christ sitting at the right hand of the Father, right? But now here in Revelation of things which were to come to pass even after that, Christ is saying, according to Red Letter Bible, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. I want you to check this out right here. when Christ resurrected, according to Stephen, and according to the words of David and the prophecy concerning sit at my right hand, wasn't he sitting at the right hand? So that means he's sitting at the right hand of the throne of the Father, and the Father is sitting on his throne. But then at some point after that, Christ is saying to him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father.